Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of June 2019. Telangana High Court has observed that the Panchayat Secretary has got powers to remove encroachments on public places in Gram Panchayats and also got the duty to implement resolutions of Gram Panchayats. The court noted that it is not normal function of the Sarpanch to implement the resolutions of the Gram Panchayat. Delhi High Court has noted that the books Sulekh Sarika Parts 1 to 5 feet are printed books classifiable under HSN 4901 and not exercise books under HSN 4820 and are wholly exempted under the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017 as well as Delhi Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. National Green Tribunal has asked for examination by an expert committee comprising of the representatives of Food Safety Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, Bureau of Indian Standards, Central Pollution Control Board and Director General of Health Services with FSSAI as nodal agency for coordination to see if any further regulatory provisions are required on the subject of restrictions on the packaging by use of plastic material, after the steps already are taken. And if so, to what extent? Karnataka High Court has doubled the relief to family of rider who was killed due to rash and negligent driving of a Karnataka State Road Transport Corporation (KSRTC) bus. The amount which the family members will now get 13.9 lakh rupees with 6% interest as compensation. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee led by Shaktikanta Das cut the repo rate by 25 basis points while remaining considerate of growth concerns. The committee also changed policy stance from neutral to accommodative. Delhi High Court, while rejecting the National Highways Authority of India's NHAI contention against an arbitral tribunal award, has asked the state run agency to pay a sum of nearly 143 crore rupees to PNC Infratech Limited within 8 weeks for causing delay in the widening of National Highway 24 between Garhmukteshwar and Moradabad. National Company Law Tribunal (NCLT) has dismissed a plea by a group of home buyers to treat them as a separate subclass of creditors at Committee of Creditors (COC) meetings for the insolvency resolution of JP Infratech. The plea sought this classification so that absentee home buyers' votes can be factored in as yes votes. Kerala High Court has observed that a single act of unchastity or a few lapses of virtue will not disentitle a wife from claiming maintenance from her husband under Section 125 of the Criminal Procedure Code, 1973. The court set aside the order of a family court which had rejected the plea of a woman seeking maintenance on the ground that she was living in adultery. Delhi State Commission Consumer Court has granted 25 lakh rupee damage to a woman who became a victim of medical negligence and lost her baby after a hospital wrongly advised her to plan family alongside prescription of heavy TB medicine. Delhi High Court has noted that only the conscious possession of a firearm or ammunition, where the person is fully aware of the possession, can amount to offence under the Arms Act 1959, Arms Act. Applying this principle, the court quashed an FIR registered against one Hari Kishen under Section 25 of the Act for allegedly possessing a live cartridge. Delhi High Court has now constituted a committee to carry a fresh inspection of the 35 government hospitals in the city on the basis of an inspection report of over 30 government hospitals highlighting several irregularities including non-functioning ICU ventilators, alleged pilfering of expensive drugs and staffs being paid less than minimum wages.